Okay, good morning to the Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble and your conductor, Mr. Conway. Little did we all know that we'd be all in the same place at the same time again for the second or third or fourth or fifth time this year. I know that you've heard me give evaluation and assessment on this set of music before at the CMEA Festival in Castro Valley. And so I'm hoping that I can maybe just give you some things to think about that may not be so much related to this music, but related to some thoughts that I have about your continued improvement as an ensemble and as musicians, things that you can think about to use the remainder of the year, and if you're going on to continue to make music at the high school, to apply as you play there. Okay, good. So that first note, we got to get a hold of that note a little bit bigger. And the people who have just the eighth note on that downbeat, it's got to be have more body still, right? Be careful not to look at short notes and just think they don't last very long, especially if they're staccato and followed by a rest. There's got to be some body there. I like the way that you've been attending to the details of the articulation. Da, 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 right? All of that is much more characterful. Good. Trumpets is much nicer, and good attention to the detail there. When you have a situation where a section has to breathe, like after the half notes, you got to do that all together, right? Wait till you've heard the second beat in the French horn and the bass clarinet, the euphonium, and then breathe. So you're thinking one and two and breathe on the end of two, one and two and, right? Little details like that are what makes a really well-defined performance. Yeah, there's got to be more trombone sound, much more trombone sound's got to come up out of the band, euphonium sound, just this main melodic idea, which is being played with a nice control, but there's got to be more of that body of sound in the low brass. It's got to come forward a little bit more. Make sure you're keeping your lips together as you ascend. Keep your lips together. Yeah, so we're hearing not enough of the third trumpet, first French horn line. Hearing a lot of good bottom French horn. Yeah, it's just a matter of kind of establishing this good balance. Well, it's one of the hardest things to do as an individual musician inside of an ensemble is get a sense of how the balance of the ensemble sounds from where you're sitting. That's one of the reasons we rely on conductors, is to give you a sense of what that balance is. But after a while, you can develop that feel for where the balance is from where you're sitting. So keep working on that. Good. It's a nice clarinet sound. As the first clarinet gets higher and higher, separates itself from the second, third clarinet, play a little bit bigger in a second, third clarinet still. Right, to keep that cushion underneath. Yeah, so what I find is you're breathing on beat two, and if you'd breathe a little later than that, that would be good. Yeah, we're just not really hearing enough of the low instruments, the bassoons, bass, clarinet, barry sax, tubas, It's just maybe partly the hall, but we got to get that sound out here a little bit more. Good. A little bit more of the trumpet, get your sound up and over the ensemble, right? If you can just raise your bells up a little bit, don't play any louder, just get your sound up and over the ensemble, especially the lower trumpet parts when there's all this activity going on there at 154 in a section after that. Good. Make sure that you're holding your notes value long, right? The second, the note at the end of measure 189 has got to go across up our line to that eighth note rest. And the same thing in the opposite measures, if you're a first trumpet or a horn. Yeah, same thing there. We need to define the length of these notes at the end of the measures. At the end of the measures, right? Sometimes we don't think about things like that. What is the actual value of the note? How long should it last in everybody's part? You've been playing this music for a long time now. Once you get comfortable with that, then these are the kinds of things you need to layer on top of that. And then eventually that just becomes a part of how you think all the time. Good. Yeah. So I think generally, I don't know if it's the hall or what is causing, but it's just not, we're not hearing the lower sounds from the back of the ensemble. You know, I can hear the lower sounds from the low winds in the front of the ensemble better than the tuba sound. The tuba sound is not projecting out. You have to kind of evaluate when you get into a hall what you're going to have to do in terms of working to get your individual sound out to the audience. Each hall will be different, and each time you play in a different place, you have to kind of think about what to do with that. Again, it's a conductor's job to do the balance issue, but if you can get a sense of that on your own, then you're in good shape, you know, just to think about, you know, how you'll need to project your sounds out to get the trombone sound up and over the band, to get the trumpet sound, the lower trumpet sound in particular, up and out over the band, and not have to push through the band. And if the tuba sound, it goes up, it's got to reflect off something, but the ceiling in this on this stage is very high, so you've got to get your sounds, you know, out to the front more as well. Okay, we're on to Jesse's well. Yeah, obviously we've got you know, these comparisons going on, these concert C's and concert F's. A little bit more vibrato in the flute would be okay. I think to give it a little bit more color, and since the clarinet and the horn aren't going to use vibrato, it would be okay for you to use vibrato. Yeah, so I think there needs to be a little bit more connectivity between the end of measure 12 and measure 13, right? Think about that silence only being an eighth note long so that you can get across the bar. Same thing with the eighth note rest of measure 14. Yeah, and you make sure to keep the concert C up in the trumpet. That's a flat note on the trumpet. You got to make sure you're matching the clarinet. you know, a little bit more bassoon basically on its sound there would be okay, and right by the time that the horn and the clarinet and trumpet have crescendoed, then I think you could play a little stronger, right? Part of it too is if you think about who you're competing with, if you're a bassoon or a bass clarinet, you're competing with higher sounds, stronger sounds, and you're coming out of the sound of the you know, the lowest sounding voice, the French horn voice. And so balance and dynamics can also have to do with you know, what the sounds are around you, what the texture is, and all of that. Yeah, so just bring that sound a little bit bigger as it descends in the third tremolo so that it can match up with the tuba. Crescendo a little bit more as you descend, measure 39, right? So especially when there's a line that kind of continues on and you're a part of this continuing descending line that the tuba is going to then pick up. Yeah, just a little bit under the pitch in the horn, second, third clarinet. Just keep our A naturals a little higher. One of the things we have to do is to always to be consistent. So we have a little bit of inconsistency related to the length of the eighth notes through this, these various sections at the beginning. Sometimes extremely connected, do, 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 sometimes a little separate, da, da, da. And so we have to make sure that we're on the same page with that. Yeah, there's still that huge gap there between this, taking a breath between the second part of the half note of measure 68, right? It's stunning how that note is just getting chopped out, right? You just have to decide not to do that and that you're going to connect. Some of it is you may have decided not to breathe there, but you're still stopping your sound, right? So it just adds this layer where the music has been moving forward and then all of a sudden, boom, the music just stops. Yeah, take your time on the triplets, right? Don't be in such a rush. That was better at 84. Better at 84. Right. Yeah, we just need to make sure D, da, 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 da. Think of the eighth notes as more expansive. Take your time. Yeah, so we all have to match when the second flute arrives at the concert F. You got to be playing the same concert F that you heard the oboe playing before. Got to make sure that we're matching those tones. That's tough. Good control on the oboe hanging in there. Good. Let that. If the flutes can fade away just a little bit more down to silence instead of stopping, that would be good. Yeah, this is you know, this piece. It's just so kind of unusual, and there are so many things built into it that are so incredibly difficult. Just really, really challenging, even for. Really mature, advanced wind players to have the kind of control that's required to really negotiate the delicate, transparent parts of the piece. it's tough, but it's one of those things that will help a group to grow. If you think about it, it's one of those pieces that will expose the individual weaknesses in an ensemble, to the extent that whether or not you're really in control of your ability to generate pitch on your instrument flawlessly, in tune, and especially at a softer dynamic level, and particularly as it relates to the range as it goes higher or lower, all of those things are a part of what is going to get exposed in that piece. And so it's such a great piece because it demands that you continue to improve as individual musicians and as an ensemble. Okay, good. It's a nice start. Got playing it with much more confidence than before, I think. We're still a little bit anxious about that pickup to 18. Yeah, we want to make sure that things don't get too thin. All of a sudden, when the long note measure 29-30 stops, then what are we left with is a unison line. There's got to be more body on that sound than the horn, than the lower line in the trombones, tenor sax, alto sax. Yeah, a little bit more of the snare drum in terms of the increase of the volume. I like the dynamic you're starting with, but you're not getting loud enough, I think. Yeah, same thing. Da 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 da. It's got to be more sense of clarity about that and more precision. Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. Right, there's got to be a different, more distinction between how you're accenting the notes. Good, it's a nice trombone sound through the mute. Make sure you're not sharp on the C's. Yeah, the tenor sax and the barry sax, bass clarinet, bassoon need to have more pop. Da da da, fo da da, da da da, fo da da, more pop. Yeah, I think that needs to stay stronger in the brass. You got all this loud upper note there at 112 in the upper woodwinds and the middle woodwinds, and the brass are going to have to stay stronger to compete with that. Similar to what I was talking about before, all of a sudden that note stops and there's not enough body there. We need to hear the movement underneath that. It's got to be bigger. Good sound on the crotales. Yeah, You know, we got to make sure that we're being in tune on like lines. So the oboe line and a soprano saxophone line, and then third clarinet that joins, right? Those like lines have to be in tune. First alto, first trumpet, second alto, second or first French horn, right? All of those lines have to be in tune with one another. When you mix in colors like that, it's not always easy. More tambourine by far. More chimes, right? You just have to think of the chimes aren't as loud an instrument as a snare drum or suspended cymbal. Yeah, we got to make sure that we always hear the descending line. When the suspended cymbal gets too loud or too early, then that's what we hear. So we got to make sure we pace that crescendo so we hear the descending line in the low woodwinds and brass all the way through the end of that. Yeah, so downbeat of the next of the last bar, a little bit longer still, so we can hear that E flat sound on that chord before that we hear the reaffirmation of the chord on the last beat. That's definitely grown and improved since the last time I heard it. There's a lot more detail going on, nice and strong. Performance at the end of the year. So thanks for letting me talk at you again, and you to keep working on improving as you go along. So thanks.